Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk. Following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We played that thing twice for a reason, because we want you to know for sure this is a trademark, copyrighted broadcast, and I wanted my name repeated twice. I'm here with my good friends and my co-host, Denise Dirks. And Todd Kunin. By the way, I talked to your brother Dave the other day.
And we
do have a producer by the name of Cal Hunter, three-time Emmy Award nominated but never a winner.
We appreciate you.
I haven't brought that up in a while.
Thank you. I'm grateful for that.
Yes, but you are a phenomenal person. We're excited to be here. What a great time. The 15th of October, 2022. I love this time because I love the fall colors. And, look, California is where we're based out of, but we're syndicated nationwide. We're all over the country. I'm going to say this. There's so many more beautiful places than California that have the fall colors. I have relatives in Ohio, and they're sending me pictures. Oh, my gosh, yeah. The beauty. And Utah, up in the canyons of Utah, oh, yeah. Beautiful, up in the Wasatch Mountain Range. Everywhere the beautiful colors, and California is not as pretty.
When I lived in Northeast Tennessee, the phrase that I heard that just cracked me up was, you know, when God started painting the fall, he started in Tennessee and then ran out of paint.
Oh.
That's why there's so many colors there, but really beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And I just, you know what, as weird as it sounds, it makes me feel happy and good when I see the beautiful fall colors.
Well, it right? should. But, you know, we have a tree at our house where the leaves turn yellow and then they drop off the next day. So, yeah.
But in California, where we live up north here, and we're all over the country, but where we live, we do have the beautiful wildflowers. I will have to say, in the spring, the wildflower is spectacular in California. We're going to talk about some very interesting things today. We got, you know, look. The gorilla in the room is what? Alex Jones. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And Cal and I did not have time to talk this morning about, you know, sometimes we'll set up some little, you do this thing or put this on. But when I saw that verdict, it was crickets. I just stared at it and went, wait, let me count those numbers correct. 90. It's like, talk about piling on. Woo! 985 million. We're going to talk about that. And then the one before that in Texas, 49 million. And the very interesting. I'm going to bring up some perspective as a personal injury lawyer that does this and gets, and we receive verdicts and we like nice big verdicts. And this is, I'm going to kind of give you behind the scenes what the positives. But the negatives might be about that size of a verdict.
Yeah, just wondering how many people are sitting by the mailbox with their hands beneath it, hoping that check just falls through right now.
You go back and think of just what those poor people, the families.
I can't even horrible. Imagine.
I horrible. Could not yeah. imagine what they went through, especially the one father that Alex Jones. And again, you know, I'm not going to pile on Alex Jones right now. I don't care. I don't listen to him, so I don't know. But talk about just pounding you, and you just lost your child.
I can't even imagine. You lost your loved one. I mean, he did the same thing
to
yeah, but he did the same thing to the teacher's families.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to look. You guys know we're politically neutral, but a lot of us in this room like Elizabeth Holmes a little bit, not a lot.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
But there's interesting things going on with Elizabeth Holmes. That was a good one, Cal.
Oh, Todd.
You're on top of it. But we've got to talk about, she's got the hearing coming up. There's going to be a limited hearing next week, and we're going to talk about that. a woman entrepreneur that gets pounded, and we're going to discuss that. We're going to go into Brad Pitt. He's now coming out and coming against Jolie about what she said about him, and we've got some. I'm going to say one of the most interesting lawsuits. I'm not saying this whole year, but I'm going to say it's one of the more interesting lawsuits with Andre Bocelli.
And by the way, singer.
I went to his concert recently.
Oh, yeah.
But very, very interesting lawsuit we're going to talk about. You've got to hang on for that one. And then let's just follow that one right up with the court case on pigs. We're going to talk about pigs. Today's an interesting day. I remember this one I'm talking about too. We're going to talk about a wildfire lawsuit. And you're thinking, oh yeah, I'm tired of hearing those. No. Wait till you hear what this lawsuit's about. You will be shocked and stunned. I was. We're going to discuss that. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about, we got a lot of other topics, but I want to tell you the latest law school statistics. Are there more lawyers coming in, not coming in? Because I know what society needs and wants out there is they want more lawyers. So I'm going to tell you the statistics, and hopefully it'll be good for you that more lawyers are coming. So.
That's always really high on Santa's list. What do you want, young man? Do you want a new race set? Do you want a doll? We want more lawyers. Well, let me see. Rudolph, when do you take the bar?
Todd has great perspective. And then we're going to do, obviously, at the end of the third hour of the show. This is a three-hour show, by the way, those of you who listen to us. And if some reason the local radio show cuts us off after 1 or 2 hours, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on the live button. You can also call in. Denise, this is always your cue, remember. You can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO.
855-529-7234.
We've been doing this for almost 6 years, and Denise knows when I say the law radio, she does the actual numbers. Todd, you just sit there and listen.
Let me tell you something. This is how my brain works. After the Rudolph comment with the law schools, I'm immediately my brain goes to rewriting the lyrics to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Can't you just see it, All the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, folks, Rudolph's lawyers just served us with a cease and desist lawsuit. They're going to sue us to the tune of $94 million, so knock it off.
Yeah,
and he won't guide the sleigh tonight in the fog.
Todd, what I want you to do is we're coming up. It's October. By December, I want you to have an all-new Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song.
Lawyer's edition.
A lawyer's edition.
Yeah,
will you promise that?
We'll see what we can do. We'll try to get recorded.
Okay, we'll do that. Let's do that. We'll get it recorded. Remember, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Now, Cal, what I want you to do is just tease our listeners about what the reason they're here is case or no case, but don't get it started. I want you to tease them about what we're going to talk about on case or no case.
Okay. How many of you have ever seen a cooking show on TV?
Right now, Cal, what's going on?
Yeah.
The cooking shows that are the what? It's the Halloween one. They're making Halloween food
and stuff. Like the spooky stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. Go ahead.
How many of you have ever seen those pressurized whipped cream things, where they put a CO2 cartridge in there and the whipped cream, and then it comes out like a thin aerosol can. You seen that?
The Whippet, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to whip it good. We're going to talk about one of those that may have gone bad. In fact, bunches of them may have gone bad coming up. But it happened overseas. But anyway, the point is that's coming up on case or no case after we break away.
Yeah. Cal, that means more money for lawyers? Is that what you're trying to say?
It very well could, yes.
We'll be back after this. Cal's going to take us out, and we're going to do a case or no case and then talk about Alex Jones. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
Yeah, this is a great time to call the show. In fact, 855-LAW-RADIO. If you got something to say about this, that's great. We would love hearing from you. You can also email the show anytime. That is info@radiolawtalk.com. That's I-N-F-O, info@radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back in just a bit. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
The commercial.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that's actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results. Go to...
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. We are here for one reason and one reason only, as I always say. By the way, I forgot to say the most important thing about Radio Law Talk. We are by far the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth. I have to throw that out just so people know that. But roll the tape, my friend.
All right.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
The year is 2019. and a popular fitness blogger named Rebecca from Paris, France, was using a pressurized whipped cream dispenser, the kind with a CO2 cartridge. All was going well, but then a weak fitting collapsed under the pressure. The top of the canister slammed into Rebecca's chest, causing an immediate myocardial infarction, a heart attack, and Rebecca died right there in her kitchen. The French consumer magazine, 60 million de consommateurs, in other words, 60 million consumers, said, Todd, you could do better on the accent, said it had warned readers about the gas capsules in whipped cream dispensers for years after about 60 reports of explosions causing injuries from broken teeth, ringing in the ears, multiple fractures, and in one case, the loss of an eye, and now a death. The problem affected more than a dozen models produced between 2009 and 2013, the magazine said. And Rebecca's family said they had a clear case against the manufacturer. Or did they? They asked if this was a case or no case. And I'm going to go to the obvious one here, Fred Penny. What say you?
But you should probably go to me last because, I mean, I'm fine to go first, but because I'm going to know the answer as a, but you know what? I won't because it's in France, and so I don't know what the laws are over there, but I can lay it out, generally speaking.
And well, Todd's contemplating this.
Yes, let me tell you what's going on. The first issue is there's got to be causation, right? So you got to figure out whether or not the manufacturer of this, I'm going to say this aerosol can, don't forget, the company probably that owns this, that owns this company that is probably does not make the cans.
No.
So they get it from a can company. And in the States, in every state's different. I'm saying the United States, generally speaking, like I'm saying generally, everyone down the line can be liable, including the distributors of this. And so it lines everybody up. The question is, from the time it was manufactured to the time the incident occurred, did anything happen to those cans along the way that caused an issue? Were they stored improperly? Did the boxes drop and something bend? There's always finger pointing, which us plaintiff's lawyers love, because the defense starts fighting one another, and we're just like, well, our person's injured, and you let us know when you're done over there fighting. So we like that. But in this case, this is France. I don't know. The way you put it, Cal, I think something happened in between when you say, or is it? So I'm going to say it's a case, but the actual manufacturer is not liable because something happened in between to those cans.
Okay, Todd, it's your turn to give us your sense of whether this is a case or, pardon me, a case or no case.
Good heavens, Cal, you ran out of stuff to make up here in the United States, and you had to go start invoking French law as a way. You know, the problem with this scenario, Cal, is that as convoluted as you can make it, even pulling in international or another country, it doesn't change the fact that this just still sounds like something Cal saw and thought, you know what? It wasn't a case, but I'll see if I can dupe everyone. I'm going, no case. No case.
Fair enough. Denise, what do you think about the matter of the woman who got hit in the chest with a canister and died?
Je m'appelle Denise.
Je m'appelle. We're very nice. I like when you talk this way. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Okay, Rumiere.
Do you have a year for this?
Pierre Lepew. What's that? Okay, go
on. Do you have a year for this?
Yeah, 2019, yeah.
Okay, 2019, and it was happening between 2009 and 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But the case is in 2019.
Well, the incident was in 2019.
In France.
It's probably something like the product was outdated.
Look, she's right? Doing her she's doing her famous thinking, Todd. Let's do some anecdotal discussions in between that are in French. Oui, oui, monsieur. I'm not very good at this.
I shall taunt you a second time.
Papi Le Pew, Le Pew.
I'm going to say it's the case.
Yeah.
And she loses.
Okay.
Good. So you're following me.
Nice job.
Well, yeah, I'm third.
But
up.
You don't say why.
No, case? Just because I feel like there's got to be some remedy, but there's also something in there like that I think is out of date.
Well, I think what's happening, Denise, I think you're very smart like I am. Todd is too, but it's the way he did it, huh, Denise? It's the way he said, But, and so there's something in between. But Todd might be right. He just thought, okay, I got to go outside the United States and make this a little more, you know.
Exotic.
Todd, you're.
I will say that if this were a bar exam question, only one of the three of us would have come even remotely close to giving an acceptable bar answer. It was Fred's, because he actually did legal analysis.
Yeah, causation.
The bar answer. Well, I think you're making this up. So.
Yeah, no, Todd's answer, yeah, no case, next question. Everybody else is, well, we still got an hour for this thing. Good heavens.
Well, you know, it does seem obvious, just on the facts presented on the case. And this actually did happen, by the way. This woman was killed by the pressurized canister.
But stop there. We have minutes to go, though, don't we, Cal?
Yes. Well, yeah, we're getting ready to bail out here
okay,
in a minute.
But maybe tease it.
Well, this is interesting because, you know, you talked about the distributors,
yes.
The grocery chains that
I'm
stole
so
them,
smart.
All of this stuff, and they're all in this, in
yes,
this matter.
Yes, my pity is
now,
writing.
Wait.
Oh, dang it.
They're all in this whole thing, so don't get too excited. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back. Just make me look good, Cal. That's all that matters.
What I live to do.
Yeah,
Fred.
That's your whole life.
Of all the sounds on the soundboard.
Moo. All right, we're going to come back and finish the case or no case, and we're getting into Alex Jones, speaking of Moo, and then Elizabeth Holmes, Brad Pitt, and Man Alive. Then they get really interesting after that, these cases. We'll be back after these wonderful messages.
Now, you know, we're hoping they're all interesting. That's kind of the point here to the show, and we have a lot of good stuff coming up for you here on Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhner, Denise Dirks, and Frederick Penny. Stay tuned as the show continues.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden stated during a speech in California that prices and inflation will go up if Republicans take control of Congress after November's midterm elections.
We've got an election in a month. Voters have to decide. Democrats are working to bring down the cost of things to talk about around the kitchen table. From prescription drugs to health insurance to energy bills and so much more. If Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
His comments come just one day after the Labor Department released updated customer price index figures showing that prices for everyday goods, including groceries, rents, and gasoline, rose 0.4% in September when compared to previous months. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I think bread's the best. That's true.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
All right, blowing up cans of whatever you want to call it.
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream in France. You said it's a real scenario, so go from there.
Well, yeah, but this actually happened. This woman perished. I don't know if she did it during the filming of her blog, but I know that this thing.
Oh, it was like a blog?
Yeah, she was an influencer. Now she's not
she's
anymore,
influencer now.
Yeah. And it does seem obvious, doesn't it? But Ardtime, with apostrophe, Ardtime, the company that made the dispenser used by Ms. Berger, told Le Express magazine, "We can only regret this accident, even though at this stage a link between the accident and our label has not been established." The company insisted it had withdrawn its siphons, as they call them, and for sale, and recalled the suspect models, urging customers not to use them. They said, "We did all we could do to alert everyone," a spokesperson said. "We couldn't do any more." It took almost a year after the two serious accidents, though, in February of 2014 and then up to 2019, before the supermarket chain Auchan, the biggest distributor of these utensils, finally took the decision to write their customers and said, "Bring it back and do it now." The consumer magazine called the government to organize a national campaign to withdraw the faulty products, and no case was filed. No case.
Yet. Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost. It's Todd.
No case.
No case, but I bet you that's. But that's interesting how even after the recall, the supermarkets kept them on, or whatever, the store kept them on the shelf.
Well, no, they didn't. I don't think they kept them on the shelves. It wasn't until 2019 that the supermarket finally decided to actually write letters to people they knew had purchased and say, "Don't use it."
Right.
Yeah.
And they kept getting different models and different permutations of it. And this last one was the last one, and it took a very prominent life, and that made some people unhappy, as you might.
Yes, I mean, you could send the picture of the person. And the
Look her up. Yeah, look. You should look her up. She's really quite an attractive woman. Of course, she's deceased.
And she was
now,
doing it. Did it actually happen online that you saw?
What I don't know. I did not see the video. I think had they had a picture of her getting hit and perishing by that, they probably wouldn't have shown it anyway.
But anyway,
that, ladies and gentlemen, is Case or No Case. And coming up next hour, the case of the bucket that overfloweth.
Bucket that overfloweth.
Or does it? Next hour on Case or No Case.
Denise, the way things are looking, you're going to be buying some McDonald's pretty soon.
Denise, how do you have a score?
Because I bought the McDonald's last time for Todd.
Oh, for Todd?
Yeah, you're going to have to buy McDonald's.
I think I'm going to spring for Calamans.
Are you really?
I think so.
All right,
let's do it. You know, as long as we're all part of it, I'm ready.
Well, maybe we can call some people up and they can pay for it. They got $985 million from Alex Jones. Here's interesting stuff. So everybody knows what's going on. I'm going to very briefly, there's families of the victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook mass shooting that brought a lawsuit against Alex Jones because Alex Jones was saying it was fake and they were part of it. These families are part of this fake conspiracy. And basically his arguments were, that this was a conspiracy to take guns away from Americans, right? I don't think you use that as an example of why the government's trying to take guns away. We got other examples, but you don't want to use that one. And he kind of ripped on some of the families, but there was one specific family, and I can't remember the name of them. If you guys remember, one family, Robbie Parker. That, by the way, is a wonderful family man with children and just the typical all-American family, right? And as they grieved, he even brought up and talked about, oh, look at those tears that they weren't, look how he's putting it on, the tears. And because I watched a little bit of his testimonies, Alex Jones' testimony.
Yeah.
And I watched it for probably 3 or 4 hours. Maybe not 3 or 4, maybe 1 or 2 hours. Brutal.
You mean the way he treated the families was brutal in the testimony?
No, not the way he treated the family, but how poorly he testified.
Yeah.
If I was his lawyer, I'd be going, oh, my God.
Yeah,
gosh.
Nobody prepared him.
Oh,
it didn't feel like it.
Well, no, they prepared him. Oh, no, I'm sure they prepared him. I'm going to jump on the lawyer's side, but he was just so off the rails. It was like, dude, really? But here's the question. You can only – how much blood can you squeeze out of a turnip, right?
Yeah. Where's the money coming from?
And I don't care how – now there are two lawsuits. Don't forget there's one in Texas that was a $49 million verdict. And during that time period, during that case, they actually had testimonies. You don't know exactly what he's worth, but an economist in Texas case estimated that Jones was worth personally $135 to $270 million. There was also testimony, which is just I was actually shocked at this one, that the amount of money that he made over the 2 year period that he was kind of talking about this was get this numbers right, but it was some outrageous numbers, like $200 million here it is. InfoWars finances are not public, they talk about, but they brought in the revenue of, they say he made, the InfoWars, his company, $165 million between 2016 and 2018 when he was kind of talking about this.
And his personal worth is even more than that.
Yeah, it's personal worth between $200 and $300 million. They're saying, well, that's what some, the experts in the Texas case.
But that's not $900 million.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's the experts in Texas, but that's the experts of the plaintiffs, right? So they're going to. They're going to argue he doesn't have that much. But with $985 million, but not only that, the jurors also said that he's going to be able to be allowed attorney's fees. Now, this one's in Connecticut, and Connecticut doesn't have any, stop on how much you can ask for. Other states have, I know Texas is pretty conservative, and they're probably going to say, the courts will say $49 million was excessive. And the courts can, even in California, what's called a remitter and an additor. A remitter means they can, judge can go in and say, you know what, that was a little too high, the jury went a little too far, and they can lower it or they can increase it. But $980 million, and there's other lawsuits going against him. What's going to be the issue here?
Well, one question that I have for you, Fred, because you said that there's a possibility that the one in Connecticut, they could get attorney's fees, right?
Yeah.
And so if the law firm that was the plaintiffs, if the lawyers that were the plaintiffs were on a contingency, and let's say it's, I don't know, what's a standard contingency?
Let's just say 40% if you go to trial.
Yeah. All right, let's call it 40%. Are they then going to take, assuming this, let's call it a billion because it's easier to do the math. If it was a $1 billion award, are they saying that, okay, and you owe $1 billion to the families and you owe $400 million to the attorneys to cover their fee because it was on contingency? Is that how that works?
That's like saying you use your fly swatter and swat the fly that falls down dead, and then you hit it 3 or 4 more times.
Yes.
It just doesn't matter.
Well, I guess I don't think
they'll do that. Because the award will be not to the attorneys but to the plaintiffs for the fees. And the reason I say that is otherwise it creates a conflict of interest between the attorneys trying to collect their fees and the and you know what I'm saying?
They're on a contingency. I don't know that for sure, but if I had nickels to bet, which we don't bet, they're on a contingency.
The question I have in general is, I realize we're talking about astronomical numbers in this particular case, but in a personal injury case where for some reason the plaintiffs are awarded attorney's fees and the attorney was hired on a contingency basis. So a contingent, their fee is contingent on the total outcome. How does that work in terms of calculating the amount and who does it go to? Does it go directly to the plaintiff and then they have to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it goes to the plaintiff and the plaintiff pays. I don't know Connecticut law, but I'm saying in general, like in California and a lot of the other general states, that it does go to the plaintiff and the plaintiff pays their attorneys. But yes, they will look at the percentage, which is a contingency, but it is so outrageous the judge is going to go, doesn't matter. Now, here's the interesting thing. Calculate this. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get into it, I want to talk very briefly about whether he can do this or not, what he can do with his assets, right? Well, I guess we've got 1 minute left, so I'm going to come back. I want to talk about what can Jones do with his assets or what did he do before that, and I want to talk about one other issue of doggone it. There's a thing that they're not even talking about that I want to discuss that's happened to us in trial and then when we get verdicts. And that is, we get prejudgment interest. Let's talk about that. I can tell you an example of 10% in California on a $6 million verdict we had with $3,000 a day in interest. That's a $6 million verdict. This is $980. Think of the prejudgment interest is on this thing. But we'll be back and talk about this Alex Jones stuff a little bit more.
Fascinating stuff still to come right here on Radio Law Talk. And to participate in it, all you have to do is just stay tuned. If you want to call us and talk about it, you can do that. Denise gave you the number, and we would love to hear from you here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the show continues.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Seven.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Who told you that?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So what we want to do is we want to bring you, our listeners, to our, you know, our discussions off the record. Because we discuss when we go off off air. But Todd, you and Denise and I, go ahead, Todd, we're talking about, you know, we all agree, Alex, what a – we got to be careful what we say so we don't get sued, right? But, you know, are you off – your rocker, dude, saying these families are, but, you know.
He went too far with his speech.
That's an understatement. But.
He picked the wrong metaphorical hill to die on.
Yes, but the question is this going to start to erode the First Amendment? Do they next, and Todd brought up, where, that this line is pretty clear, guys. I think this is a pretty clear line.
I do too.
The question is, how far are the trial lawyers going to push this to where Fox News, CNN, or, you know, ABC, whatever, and they're saying something, Hannity or whoever. I mean, any of these pundits.
Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, no, we're neutral. Everybody.
But I'm just saying, someone could say, I don't like the way Cal talks or Fred or Todd. You know, let's go after him, right?
Well, I'm not going after Denise because she's awesome.
No,
well, and Todd has nothing.
It's about defamation.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's about defamation, and we don't do that here.
No, we don't.
So, I mean, but one of the things that's important here, Alex has put his business in bankruptcy. It was called Free Speech Systems. And he kind of had this idea about free speech that he could run it any way he wants to. And I think that Alex Jones' case is a clear-cut decision that he went way too far. He harmed you know, all of the families of these 20-plus children, plus additional teachers and stuff and teacher's aides. And he just flat out caused a lot of harm. And
Lots of money, right?
Well, for him to make money, because then a lot of people became involved and interested mm-hmm. in what he was saying and all of that. Because there are a lot of people that like crime scenes and crime stuff.
Right.
So well, conspiracy sells, Denise, as he found out, right, as he proved. Conspiracy sells.
But you don't take it to the Parkland shooter. I mean, now if he argued that the government is trying to take away our guns, I can see that argument. Now, go ahead and argue that. But to go into Parkland, you know, these
Sandy
families,
Hook.
These
Sandy
families,
Hook.
Parkland, mm-hmm. Sandy Hook.
It's another one.
I'm sorry. and start saying, you know, these families made this up. You know, come on, really. You don't die on that hill, as Cal say.
Right.
That's not a hill you die on.
Yeah,
and that's so. Like calling them liars. I mean, that is a direct defamation. There is no way around it. If they prove that what happened to them is true, then he is guilty of defamation.
So, can he defame if he doesn't know what he's saying is false? I mean, if he genuinely thinks he's got evidence, isn't that part of this?
I would say it depends on how reckless you're being. I mean, like, I might not know to say that I don't know it's false, so I'm going to go make some wild allegation against anybody. I'm going to make a wild allegation. I don't think I could reasonably go into court and say, yeah, but I got a defense because I didn't know it was not true.
There you go. Ignorance is no defense.
That wouldn't really work. But
fair enough. Thanks.
The point that I have on this, as we talked about during the break, is, you know, Fred, you used to, and probably still do, get a lot of inquiries from people about advice on starting their podcasts and, mm-hmm. and how do I get involved in media. And you got a bunch of you can't go online without somebody touting you could make $100,000 in your own home. All you need is a microphone and internet connection and all these. Everybody wants to start this. Now, the only way you're going to be successful is if people tune into your show. And what do they usually do to try to get people to listen to a podcast? They try to make their content sensational.
Right.
They try to make it conspiracy theory. You look at what Alex Jones did. He made $200 million over about 2 or 3 years, primarily based upon stories related to this incident, and now he's got a $1 billion verdict against him because of that. But that's a worst case scenario for him. But all these other people that are looking for their break to get people to listen to them, folks, be careful what you say, because if you're just doing it to get clicks, you never know what's going to happen if your blog gets to the point where it's super popular, and then people start going back and listening to things that you said to get popular, and it turns out you've defamed somebody. Fred, you talked about
intentionally defamed. Yeah.
Exactly. You talked about where people draw the line,
right?
You know, as to what is not protected by free speech and is in this medium. Well, it's going to be. That line's going to be drawn by a whole slew of lawsuits and people having to defend themselves, and we'll find out which ones are held liable and which ones aren't. And then after a while, after a ton of money is spent defending themselves and bringing cases, that's where we'll find the line. Now, as we always say, though, the people that will come out on top are the lawyers. But it's be careful what you say.
Yeah, let me. So 855 Law Radio. Look, so I want to jump into this because we only have 5 minutes left. This is very important. Now, you know, the thing is, he's filed by bankruptcy. Well, the issue we got to talk about really quick before the end of the hour is he going to be able to pay that amount of money? I don't think he can. There's no way on God's green earth that he can. Weird bedfellows, as they call in law. In other words, think about this really weird off-the-wall concept. Ready for this? Do you think these people who sued him and won want him to go bankrupt and stop his show? Yes?
Of course they
no?
do. Yeah, sure.
What?
Yes.
Think about it, though. Think about it.
Well, I do think that was one of the primary goals.
That's what they do. Mm-hmm. But if he continued his show and straightened up and stopped this rhetoric type stuff, but still made $100 million a year on his show, wouldn't you think that would be a good thing in some ways for these families that now he's got assets every year that they're going to be able to pull off and get their payment for their verdict, by the way, 10% in California, I don't know what Connecticut is, interest on $985 million.
So take the marshal and meet him at the cash register,
yeah,
in other words.
Like, look, okay, keep
it's
going.
It's 5% per year. I just looked
at Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Okay.
And wow. Prejudgment and post-judgment
interest. But still,
interest.
That's at $985 million.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
That's a
so
lot of money.
So they, my point is, I just want to make this point, I'm not agreeing with it or saying, just think about it, I'm throwing out there, is it better that they keep him alive and running and making money?
So here would be the question that I would have for Alex Jones, because you said you saw, I believe you were talking about how you watched his testimony at trial. You see the way he comes off when he talks. And so the question I have is, if Alex Jones has a show, and on that show he is not talking about conspiracy or all of this kind of stuff that his show is famous for, that it gets thrown out, is that show even going to make any money or have listeners?
Yeah, he's going to make $10 million a year instead of $100 million.
I will tell you, if he's making money on people's grief, I do not think the plaintiffs want to collect money in that manner. I honestly don't. These are plaintiffs that did this for a very specific purpose. But everybody's going to want a piece of his assets, just like
you're right.
She's
just like O.J. Simpson, right?
I don't want a piece. I'll just tell you right now.
But think about it.
Like O.J. Simpson.
How do you get the money, though, Denise?
How much of his money is going to be protected under the law? Does he own a home in Florida or another state where you cannot go after somebody's home? You know, there's all these different things now to collect. That's going to be very interesting to watch and to see. And, yes, I do think that if he does continue to make money, they're going to get a piece of it.
Right.
But more importantly, they're going to get his jet.
Yeah.
They're going to get his stocks and bonds.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's already tried to start moving monies. He's already doing it.
Becca, and we don't have time to talk about this, but there's two things. We just talk about Rust. What did they do? Made the husband the executive producer so he can make money on the film, continue to film it, and it'll be boom. And
it's in honor of the person who died.
Exactly.
I mean, what a great way to settle that matter.
And guess what, Alex Jones? You go out and you continue to say, I was wrong. And you say, I apologize, and you build it, and you pay these people 75% of your income for the rest of your life, and they're set. I'm not saying this is what you do, but think about how interesting that would be. And then there's all issues of filing bankruptcy and whether or not you got rid of assets before anything occurred or during. You can't do that. I mean, generally,
but they're going to follow the money.
But before, if it was gone to his kids, trusts, or whatever, they might not be able to go after that.
I know.
So,
transfer to minors.
Isn't that weird how I brought up the maybe you should keep him in business so you can collect?
Yeah, but the question is, Fred, who would want to advertise on that
nobody,
show?
Nobody does. Yeah. Nobody. I'm just, hey, we're making some interesting discussions.
I got it. Absolutely.
We'll be back after this for hour number two.
And as Fred said, more interesting discussion is coming up for the second hour of Radio Law Talk. And to participate at no charge, all you have to do is stay with your radio station, keep listening. And after that, go to RadioLawTalk.com where you can hear the whole thing live, or you can listen to all previous episodes, again, all at no charge, all on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.